upon him that he used to have so many guests over his house that his mefarnas so many people, that's how much he served there. It was like a shvach, he was such a big machnas erich. Omru was said, kol yomav, kolzman, he was alive like, v'hoye noisar b'yazar, there was never any noisar, because he used to make sure all the meat was eaten up. Tzavcho shlishit, the third cry that Beis HaMikdash gave out was, su'shar m'shechem, or open up, lift open the gates, v'yikonas elishama ben pichoy, let him come into the Beis HaMikdash. Talmidoy shel Pinchas, he was a Talmud of Pinchas, v'yishamish b'kun g'dor, let him be the Kohen Gadol. Tzavach Revius, the fourth cry was, Pischu Shom, open up your gates, for it see you, and take out Yisoch Rish Kfor, Kfar Bakoi, take him out. Mashmi, he was not a tzaddik, he was bad. Shem Mechabed Atzmoy, Mavazah Kotcha Shemaim, he was Mechabed himself, but he was Mavazah Kotcha Shemaim, it wasn't right, it wasn't the way to do the Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash. Maho Yovid, what did he used to do? Ho Yikorech Shiroya Yodeh, he would wrap around silk around his hands, like put on gloves. For Yovid Avodah, he would do the Avodah then, so his hands should not get dirty from the fat, or from the meat, or from the blood. And that's possible, that's a chatzitza. And then the Kohen has to touch him with his hands, he can't have a glove. So he was Mavazah, the Kotcha Shemaim, because of his own COVID. So where it says, my falcon, what was the end of him? What happened to him? How was he thrown out? It says like this, that Yanai Malko Mahusa, Hevi Yasrin, the king and the queen, Yanai and his Malko, were sitting together. Malko Omar Gidiya Yehei, the king was saying, Yanai was saying, it's better to serve kid meat, that's better. Omar Husa, his wife was saying, the queen was saying, Omra Imri Yehei, it's better to have goats. Goats were better than kids. So the Shiloh, what's better, what meat is better? That the king was saying, goat meat. And she was saying, no, lamb meat. Lambs are better. It's better to take men's meat from Kvosim. Machusamra Imra, a kevis, a lamb. Omra said like this. They set up, they said, Nishadu li socha ish kvar bakoi. Let's ask him why the Kohen Gadol, who is the Kohen Gadol? He was the Kohen Gadol at that time. Vikim like Kedei Rishadu, and he'll know like how to cook up the meat, because he brings kabonis. So maybe he should know about the different meat, which one is better. Omalei. So he said like this, he answered back like a little chutzpah, he said back to them, Igdiya Yehei, if you want to tell me that goat meat is better, Yisalak Letamidei, how come we don't use it then for the Korban HaTamid? How come the Korban HaTamid was always brought from the Kfosim, from lambs? His Bahat of the Yom, at the time when he said it, Achab Yod, like showed, picked up his hands. It looks like a little bit to like be Mavaza with Gassas Ruach against the king. His Amalon Malkos, the king said, Hurl the Yachfa, the other, since you picked up your hand, like to wave your hand against us, is Koitzel, the other, the Amina, cut off, chop off his right hand. What happened was, Yisisacha, as Yoyuf Sheikh, he paid bribe, he gave some money, he could certainly the other, the smell, they only chopped off his left hand. His Shama Malka, letter the king heard about this, Omri said, Likzel, Namal, the other, the Amina, now cut off also his right hand. So that's what happened to him, that's the chapter of the Beis HaMikdash was cried out, he should be thrown out, he was a Rosh, he was bad, and that was his maskana. Omer Rabbi Yosef said, Baruch Rachmona, blessed is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Teshakna li Yisoch ish kfar bakoi, he took him out, lemitfrasoyim, he took him out from his Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, Legmulai, lishtachwin lemakusai, feel like he was paid back his punishment in this world. Omer Ravashi, v'lehevi t'nilei, so again, Omer Ravashi, v'lehevi t'nilei, the Tanan, like this Yisochom, this Kohen Gadol, did not even learn the Mishnah. Because it says in the Mishnah, Kvosim, Koidim, Lizim. The Pasuk says, lambs before goats, Bechol Mokom. Yoch, I would have thought the same of Nation of Chorm, because maybe Taka lambs are better. Tam Lemna, the Pasuk says, Vim Kevis, says secondly, Vim Kevis, Malama Shishneim Shkulim, Kiyachat, they're both equal. Hasahadi enter back and say, Mashmal lambs were better. Our Mishnah says, no, they're both equal. Ravina says, I feel mikra namalakar, didn't even learn chumash. You see, the Pasuk says, in kevis and maiz, mashma, they're both equal. Kevis and maiz, they're both equal. Rashi says, vim kevis, hainu kurod, demastis, gadosh, mene, rabshim, and shenayim, shkulim, siv liel, mene, vevi, kabon, and siris, izim. So, didn't even learn chumash either. Now the Gemara ends off, Omer, Rebbe Loz, Omer, Rebbe Chanino, Talmidei Chachom, imam, mishalom, boilom. Talmidei Chachom that learned the Torah, the Amar B'Shalom in this world, Shenemar Pesuk says, V'chol Bonayich L'mudi Hashem, for Rav Shalom Bonayich, Atikro Bonayich, Elo Bonayich. Don't say Bonayich means your children, but rather Bonayich, people that build. Who are the people that build on this world? That's the Talmid Chachamim. Every time we learn Torah, that's Mechazik, the world that keeps the world going. There was a Tanai and Sheshesh Shemei Breshis, Yerim Hashishi, Klaiyusol Mekabel the Torah, that keeps the world going. So the kids, so what's the binyan, what's the building of this world? That's Talmid Chachamim. So they are the ones that Mar B'Shalom B'Yelam. The more Torah we have, the more Or HaTorah we have in the world, the more that's Mar B'Shalom in the world. Hajin Alecha may be Yashar Maslika Law, Mesechta Krisis.